At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
I'm Brian Baldwin, or otherwise known as Baldwin, and this is Game Pitch.
Hello and welcome to Game Picks, the NFL preview podcast where I go head-to-head with my friends from around the league to see who can cut it when it comes to deciding the winners and losers every week. I'm, of course, your host, Neil Reynolds, and I've done okay, I would say, in the first 2 weeks in terms of predictions. I took on Darren Fletcher, of course, and then Mark Sessler from the Around the NFL podcast, but now I'm not feeling comfortable. I feel like I've bitten off more than I can chew. As I'm about to take on the most avid film watcher in the NFL, the man who's played in the trenches for 10 plus years and now is all over NFL Network, my good friend Brian Baldinger. Baldy, go easy on me.
Neil, come on now. I mean, this is like, we're taking the gloves off here, Neil. I know, like, you have secret satellites in your yard, Neil, that you get information that nobody else has. Special reports, special injury reports, updates. I'm not buying this, Neil. And don't play possum with me. I got to be at my best here.
Oh yeah, I'll drop all the names. I'll call up Fitz. You know, I'll give Kirk Cousins a ring. I mean, you know, I'll use everything I can to win this contest. But what do you like at picking games? Are you good? Because you can overthink
really.
You know sometimes, can't you?
I try too hard to be just too analytical when right. Sometimes, you know, my mom beats me and she's just like, I like those uniforms, Brian. Those uniforms, they're a great look, you know. She picked the Raiders to beat the Saints the other night. She thought they looked great in the uniform.
And she was right. I mean, when we get going with these picks, I mean, it may come down to beards versus mustaches as well.
It might. I mean, imagine if you had Minshew versus Fitzpatrick. Like, that's a tough decision right there.
All right, let's get into these game picks. All right, let's get into these picks then. Week 3 in the NFL. Baldy, I can't believe it's week 3 already. It flies by once it gets going these seasons. We're going to start with our Big 6, what we like to call the Big 6 on the Game Picks podcast. So let's start with the Los Angeles Rams at the Buffalo Bills. And all of a sudden, the NFL's passing yards leader resides in Buffalo.
Josh Allen. And,
you, like?
You know, they went out and acquired Stephon Diggs this offseason. He leads the league in receiving yardage right now, and they really know how to feature him. And the thing that's impressive is just how Josh Allen is throwing the football, Neil. I mean, I know your son is a great quarterback and a great prospect. We hope to see him playing over here in college pretty soon. But Josh Allen doesn't look anything like that kid that came out of Wyoming 3 years ago. He's throwing the ball with touch. He's making good reads, and he's not so eager to take off from the pocket. He really carved up the Miami Dolphins in a comeback win with impressive throws. And you look at the top of the charts of, you know, these quarterbacks right now, and of course there's Russell Wilson and, you know, and Ryan Tannehill, but there's Josh Allen right there. And he just, any way that you want to look at it, whether it's yards per attempt, which is off the charts good, over 11 yards an attempt, you know, touchdowns, no interceptions. He's taking care of the football. It's been an impressive start for Josh Allen.
I'm gonna pick the Bills, even though the Rams are 2-0 as well. And I'm gonna go with following on your theme there. Stephon Diggs, John Brown, and Cole Beasley in 2 weeks of action, Baldy, have combined for 35 catches, 519 yards, and 3 touchdowns. I like Buffalo in this one. Who are you picking? It's a tough one, but
I saw the Rams. I've seen both the Ram games here, Neil, against Dallas and Philadelphia. Philadelphia was awful, but man, the Rams are a completely different team. They really want to. They're really committed to running the football right now, and they're running it really well. I like the way the Rams are playing. Aaron Donald was shut out last week against the Eagles. He wants his Defensive Player of the Year award. It's like a great hitter in baseball. If they don't get their hits today, they're going to get them tomorrow. I think Aaron Donald has a big game. I like the Rams. I love the way that they're playing football right now.
All right. We're one different already. Okay, good. Let's go on to the second game. Las Vegas Raiders at the New England Patriots. John Gruden, does he finally love Derek Carr?
Well, he should, because Derek Carr was awesome on Monday night against the Saints. And he's got a go-to guy in his tight end, Darren Waller, who is going to be a matchup problem. I'm anxious to see how the Patriots match up with Darren Waller. They may put Stephon Gilmore on him or J.C. Jackson. But I just think that the Patriots, they're a completely different team. But Cam has been really impressive, really impressive. I mean, I never thought he could complete 70% of his passes. That's what he's doing right now. I like the way the Patriots are playing. Even though they lost last week to Seattle, they were down the 1 yard line with a chance to win it. I like the way the offense is working right now, and I like the way Cam is playing. I like the New England Patriots in this game.
Yeah, I'm going New England as well. Just want to see him. Obviously, Cam's a real headline act, but we shouldn't overlook 5 touchdown passes given up by that secondary last week. But I think New England get this one, especially at home against the Raiders. So we're both going Patriots. Let's move on to Houston Texans at Pittsburgh Steelers. So the tough start continues for Bill O'Brien's men. But maybe more concerning than losing to Kansas City and Baltimore is the way they lost. I mean, there's kind of alarm bells ringing for me with the Texans. And I think Pittsburgh look quite complete at the moment with Ben and those young receivers. Which way are you leaning in this one, Baldy?
I'm going to stay with Ben and the Steelers. They're not running the ball very well, but Ben has sort of overcompensated. But defensively, they're just a very talented team, and they've got playmakers everywhere. I think the defensive line is going to be a problem for the Texans. I know Deshaun Watson can get out of trouble with the best of them. But this has been a tough start for the Texans. I think they're going to rebound eventually because I do think they have a lot of talent on their team. But I like the way the Steelers are playing. I like the way they're built. This is a playoff team, and this is an important game for them because if they get out to 3-0, they're going to get all the confidence back in Ben within the team, and I think they're going to be a tough out the rest of the way. I like the way the Steelers are going about their business, but I love the way they play defense, and I think that will show up this week, Neil.
Yeah, I'm going Pittsburgh as well. TJ Watt's one of the best defensive players in the NFL now, isn't he?
He is, and he had the breakout season, I thought, last year.
Yep.
He leads the league in sacks right now, Neil. His partner on the other side, Bud Dupree, is a much improved player. And Cam Hayward seems to never slow down inside, and they got Stephon Tua back, Tyson Alualu. I mean, they've got a really strong defensive front right now.
These next three, so we're both going Pittsburgh there. These next three games are incredibly mouthwatering. It's going to be quite the week three. Dallas at Seattle. So we've got the Cowboys with what could be, or they will hope, was a galvanizing win last week against Atlanta. You know, something that could kickstart a season. But they're going to Seattle, where they're going to face Russell Wilson, who's thrown 9 touchdown passes in 2 weeks. And Baldy, I'm not going to attempt to get technical or break down film like you do. So let me just say, I thought Russell Wilson's first 3 touchdown passes against the Patriots were ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's all I've got.
Well, he's playing at, extremely high level. He's just a great leader. He started every game there since he got there. Maybe this is his MVP year. He's going to get a lot of competition. But he has to play great because defensively they're not very good. They don't have a pass rush. They're not very good at any category. I mean, Jamal Adams has been a good addition. He's probably their best pass rusher. So I think when you watch this game, I mean, to me, you know, look, Dallas spotted the Falcons 20 points, Neil, in the first quarter, primarily because they laid the ball on the ground over and over and over again. They gave the Falcons great field position. Block punt, fumbles. I mean, it was a terrible start, and they overcame it. And maybe, to use your word, maybe it is the galvanizing moment they need. I think that Yeah, I would take the over in this game, Neil. The over is 55.5 points. I mean, I can see a similar game that Seattle played last week in a 35-30 win, and whoever has the ball last. Mm. I think it might come down to that right now. I don't think either defense is very good, but both offenses are intoxicating. And I can't watch enough of CeeDee Lamb right now in the way that he moves, the way that he beats one-on-one coverage, the way that he blocks. I mean, the whole pack. I mean, he's the whole package. I played for the Cowboys when Drew Pearson wore 88. The playmaker Michael Irvin wore it, Dez Bryant wore it, and they gave it and they saved it for only players they think are going to be great. And I think CeeDee is that guy. And I think this offense can be very, very good, even with backup, you know, free agent tackles. Mm. Starting last week, they still were almost unstoppable.
All right. I'm going to Seattle. I'm sticking with Russell Wilson. So you're going Dallas. It sounds like you're talking up Dallas.
No, Cowboys. There's no 12th man in Seattle.
Right.
And
yeah,
that's always a big problem to overcome. And they're not going to have that issue up there. I think Dallas, basically on a neutral field, is a more potent offense.
I think that actually, just on the CeeDee Lamb aside, I think if you offer that 88 to a rookie like CeeDee Lamb and he snaps your hand off and takes it, I think that tells you something. Because there might be some guys who'll be like, Drew Pearson, Michael Irvin, Dez Bryant, I don't want that number. But I think the fact that he took that number is a good thing.
Well, he's got a swag. You know, he's got swag to his game. And it showed up on last weekend. And so
yes, it did.
I can't watch enough of him right now.
All right, let's look at the Green Bay Packers at the New Orleans Saints. So the Packers have put up, well, they put 43 in week one. A lot of that was Aaron Rodgers. 42 in week two. A lot of that was Aaron Jones. At New Orleans, just thinking about what I saw with Drew Brees, not stretching the field on Monday Night Football. There's a lot, and I saw Sean Payton kept him behind, didn't he, in Vegas. They stayed an extra morning and watched the film before they flew home. He's not happy with his offense. A lot of questions for the Saints coming into this one. Where'd you stand on this one, Baldy?
Well, I know, people want to look, just point to Drew Brees and no Michael Thomas. They moved the ball fine. They had a bunch of penalties. I mean, costly holding penalties, illegal blocks downfield. I mean, they had a bunch of penalties that really cost the offense. Now, Drew has always been good enough to overcome it, but maybe they're not good enough to overcome it if Michael Thomas is in the lineup. He caught 149 passes last year. He's led the league in receiving 2 years in a row. He's the safety blanket. His Twitter handle is "You can't guard Mike," right? So you can't. And so when Drew Brees on third down, red zone, needed a drive starter, they went to Michael Thomas, and he's not there right now. You know, and I think they really miss him. Traquan Smith is a good blocker. He's a nice piece, but he's not a featured receiver. Jared Cook is a good receiver, tight end. I just don't think they have enough juice right now in this offense.
Do you think Drew would miss Michael Thomas more than Rodgers will miss Devontae Adams if he's out as well?
Wow. I mean, they're the same guy. They're their go-to guy, the guys that they trust more than anybody else. Mm. Devontae only had 3 catches last week, but, you know, Aaron Jones he did it all. Leading receiver, leading rusher. One thing about Green Bay, they really want to run the football. And they made a commitment to it. They've got 2 really good blocking tight ends, Mercedes Lewis and Robert Tonyan. They're on the field almost all the time. And they're running the ball really, really well. Aaron Jones might lead the league in rushing, leads him in rushing right now, but he might finish the season. I like the Packers. I like the way the Packers are playing as a team. They're really impressive. I know it's Minnesota and it's Detroit, and that's not much of a sample size, the way those two teams are playing. But they didn't have any problem with either one of those teams.
All right. So you're going Green Bay for all of that great Green film Bay analysis you've done. I'm going Green Bay because I like the yellow helmets. Going Green Bay. All right, we got there in the end, both of us. Right, last one of the big 6. Oh, what a game. Monday Night Football, Kansas City at Baltimore. And this is just a mouth-watering affair. I mean, we know what they've done, the 2 quarterbacks here the last few years. It's just going to be great because it's a chance for Baltimore to prove their top dog in the AFC. And also, with only one team getting that bye week this year, this could be a big early season game.
Well, it may be the prelude to an AFC championship game, which I hope we're all breaking down, at Sky Studios in January.
Let's do it on Skype, but let's get to Baltimore. Think big. I mean, I don't know. That's a bit ambitious with everything going on in the world, but.
I might go to this game Monday night. I'm out here in Philadelphia. I got a game on Sunday. I might go down to it just because it's so good. They've played each other the last couple of seasons. Mm. Kansas City has pulled out some miracles. The Ravens have figured out how to corral Patrick Mahomes for much of the game. The Chargers did last week as well. I mean, Patrick Mahomes, you can only keep him down so long. The Chargers played a lot of zone last week, almost primarily zone, and it frustrates Mahomes. He can't get those big, deep shots that he loves to take. And so the Chargers kept it on from him. And while he was kind of sleepwalking through the game for 2.5 quarters, when he woke up, he was unstoppable. And it was just vintage Mahomes. These offenses are outstanding, both of them. Mm. But the Ravens, Neil, they just bludgeon you. I mean, they just take you. They just take you into the dungeon and just bludgeon you. I mean, that's
right.
They just beat you down, and they did it to the Houston Texans. And it's power football, and it's big bodies, and it's, man, it's just, you know, you could turn the TV onto a black and white station, and it would look like it's the 1950s. And then there's just Lamar, and there's just no answer for him and what he's capable of doing. So right. I like the Ravens. There's so many ways you can break this down. We love to analyze these games, right, Neil? I mean, these two kickers. Butker kicks 258-yarders to win it last week.
Yep.
You know, and on the other side, Justin Tucker is the best. And then you got these tight ends, you know, that are Mark Andrews and Travis Kelce. And you got the MVPs at quarterback. And you got these creative, dynamic defensive coordinators and Steve Spagnuolo and Wink Martindale. I mean, you could break this thing down from now until kickoff on Monday night, Neil, and still not get to everything, you know? I love the way the Ravens play football. And I'm going to take the Ravens at home in this game. But you're right. I mean, it's going to be an instant classic where we're going to be like Sean Payton. Let's get up and watch it on Monday, you know, on Tuesday morning.
Right. I'm going to go with the Ravens as well. And I think all of the reasons you've said in terms of the physical beatings they've put on Cleveland and Houston, but I'd also add this, they've outscored those two teams 71 points to 22. They've rarely been troubled. And off the top of my head, I can't remember a really electrifying run that has been needed from Lamar Jackson. I mean, the threat is there, but he hasn't had to do all of that. And they're still wiping teams out.
And that's a good thing, Neil, because what I've noticed in watching him these first 2 weeks is he's willing just to run out of bounds now. And he didn't do that last year. Last year, you know, he was one of the best runners in the league, ran for over 1,200 yards. I think he knows he doesn't have to run for 1,200 yards for this team to be outstanding. But they need Lamar Jackson in the lineup to be outstanding. And so I think he's sacrificing a little bit of the electricity that we all saw last year, in order to make sure that he's on the field for every week. Now, you can't legislate against injuries. Things can happen to players. But I think he's really – I saw him run out of bounds a bunch against the Texans. And if they played flag football last week, Neil, I don't know that the Texans could have ripped the flag off of Lamar Jackson. He was just that elusive for much of the game.
Absolutely. Right, let's race through some of these other games then, Baldy. We'll make our picks on these ones over the course of a couple of minutes. So Thursday night football is the bearded one. Ryan Fitzpatrick going against the moustache of Gardner Minshew. I'm going with the beard. I'm going Dolphins. Who do you like?
I love the way the Jaguars are playing.
Yeah, it's the surprise, this good.
This Robinson at running back right now and LaVisca Chenault. I mean, two rookies at running back. LaVisca is like their gadget player. But Minshew's playing great, really great football. And I like the youth. I love the way Doug Marrone has just made this a team that is really young and exciting to watch, both sides of the ball. I love the Jaguars in this game.
All right, so you're going Jags there. Let's move on to Bears at Falcons. So we talked about Dallas having an up after last week. But Falcons are going to be on a big down. But I actually fancy their offense. I've taken a few gambles actually this week just to see if I can separate from the pack. I might fall behind the pack. I'm going Atlanta at home.
I think I got to go. I mean, it's a devastating loss to be up 20-0 and 29-10 and to lose that game the way they did on an onside kick and then the field goal to ensue. But Chicago just doesn't have that kind of firepower. They don't have anything like it. And right. So the defense played pretty well so far, but I think Atlanta bounces back. I think they know that they can be a good football team, and they've got to show it this week. And I think Atlanta will bounce back.
All right, so both going Atlanta there. Let's go Washington at Cleveland. So I thought that was the recipe for Baker Mayfield for the Browns, was the strong run in, the play action pass. I'm going to go for Cleveland to keep it going. You going the same way or are you going Washington?
I like Cleveland the same way. I think the 1-2 punch of Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt is really good. And they got it going against Cincinnati.
All right, let's move on to Tennessee at Minnesota. See, I want to pick the Vikings because I feel like they can't get in much more of a hole, but that was one of the worst displays I've ever seen from that team. It's in Minnesota, but obviously not any fans there. Who'd you like in this one, Baldy?
I like Tennessee. Mm. Ryan Tannehill's playing really well. Even last week when Derrick Henry didn't run the ball great against Jacksonville, they still ran it. Defensively, they're not where they want to be. Jadeveon Clowney is kind of, he hasn't been great yet, but he's still trying to get into shape. I like Tennessee. I think they're just a better coach team right now in Minnesota. You know, maybe they turn it around this week. Maybe they, you know, they start fixing mistakes, but they got so many young players playing. But the quarterback has not played well. Mm. And that quarterback, Kirk Cousins, has to play well for them to win. And right now he's not.
All right. San Francisco at the Giants. I feel like season-wise – That's a lot that the 49ers went through last week to overcome. You know, Ziggy Ansah may not be the adequate replacement for Nick Bosa and Solomon Thomas, but the Giants are without Saquon Barkley. So as the 49ers head back onto that turf at MetLife Stadium, I'm going to pick them to win this week, but I do worry about their long term. Are you going 49ers?
I'm going to go 49ers just because it's the Giants and they just are – I know it's only two games with Joe Judge, but, Dan, Neil, this offensive line, I mean, they just fundamentally do everything wrong. Hmm. And that wasn't why, you know, Saquon got injured last week. I mean, he got hurt because of the way he got hit. But I just think they're a long ways away from getting there. They made some improvements from week one to week two, but – the 49ers, with all the injuries, despite all the injuries, they're still going to be able to run the football against the Giants, and that may be enough.
All right. Cincinnati at Philadelphia. I feel this is desperate times for the Eagles. I know Doug Peterson started to get some questions about Carson Wentz. I think they respond this week. I think Philadelphia get the win, but obviously it's a different Bengals team now with Joe Burrow. Are you going for the hometown Eagles?
I'm going to do this game for national radio, okay. So it is a home game for me. I'm going to take the Eagles because they're more talented than Cincinnati, but Carson Wentz has not been good, Neil. He's a big problem right now. He needs to get back to basic fundamentals of how to throw the football, and he's way, way off right now. But this would be a good team to get some confidence and have some success because the Bengals are – while Joe Burrow has been good, real good, I think the Eagles defensively – they were terrible in the first quarter and a half, and then they woke up. And so I'm sure that the wake-up call will continue this week. I'll take the Eagles in this game, Neil.
All right, Jets at Colts. I feel like there'll always be a little bit of a limitation now with the Colts offense with Phillip Rivers. You know, this feels like a young quarterback's league, certainly steering that way, but they've got Jonathan Taylor, who impressed last week, and they're too good for the Jets, so I'm going Indy.
Yeah, I'm going Indy as well. Defensively, they're playing really well. I mean, obviously, they had the takeaways last week against Minnesota. But they had a lot of injuries, and all the guys that stepped in played well. They're playing two rookies in the secondary. But their front is really good. And they've got safeties. You know, had a safety last week. I like Jonathan Taylor. He really played well last week as his rookie starting debut. And I think he's built for that offense. I like the Colts.
All right, Carolina, Los Angeles Chargers. So I'm going Chargers, and I'd like you to make your pick quite quickly, but then tell me what you saw in Justin Herbert, because it sounds like Anthony Lynn is saying this job is Tyrod Taylor's to lose. From 6,000 miles away, Justin Herbert looked pretty good, but I'd love to get your take as you were in the stadium seeing this rookie in action.
I don't understand how you could watch Justin Herbert for that game and not start him this week. He gave that team a gigantic lift. He played exceedingly well. He throws a good deep ball. He throws the ball with touch. I thought the offense looked, and he can run the ball too, as he showed. But they got a good 1-2 punch. They're better with him. I think their offense goes to sleep with Tyrod Taylor in there at quarterback. Mm-hmm. And if they start Tyrod Taylor, I'm going to take Carolina Panthers in this game.
Okay.
Because I think offensively, even with Christian McCaffrey out, I think they've got I think Carolina, they stayed in that game with Tampa last week. They could have easily won the first game against the Raiders. They're getting close. I love Matt Rhule. I'm going to say the Carolina Panthers shocked the Chargers.
All right. Wow. Bold. I like it. Last couple then. Let's get to these ones just quick. Tampa Bay at Denver. We know Tom Brady's never fared that well in that rarefied air at Mile High, but this is a Broncos team that's banged up. I mean, you look at what they've lost with Drew Lock at quarterback, Von Miller and Cortland Sutton out for the season as well. I've got to go Bucks on the road. What have you seen in Brady early season? And are you going Bucks as well?
I'm going to go with the Bucks. I like them defensively against Denver. I think they're really talented defensively. It showed last week. But Tom Brady just, he doesn't look special right now. And, there's a lot of reasons why, but he's at the bottom of the charts, as far as quarterbacks right now, which is okay. But they're struggling. I mean, Leonard Fournette gave him a big lift running the football, and that was encouraging, and that will help Tom Brady. But I think his best is yet to come, and maybe he starts this week against Denver.
All right, and last one. So Tom Brady hasn't looked special. This quarterback has. Kyler Murray and the Arizona Cardinals, they're at home against Detroit. I think there's some heat building on Matt Patricia. I think when you look at the games that he hasn't won, he's won 9 in the previous 2 years. I think they've lost 11 straight. They jump out to these fast leads and then they don't hold them. So is that in-game coaching? I don't know. I'm just putting it out there. I just think there's pressure on him, and the kid on the other side is special. So I'm going to go Arizona. Kyler Murray is the real deal.
He's special. And look, he's averaging. He's the ninth leading rusher in the league after 2 weeks.
Wow.
He's averaging 7.5 yards a run right now. The final touchdown last week, 20 yards up the middle, was a quarterback draw. And the thing about him is he doesn't fumble, and he doesn't take hits. I mean, he is just the most elusive player to ever play the position. He knows how to slide. He's the best slider at that speed I've ever seen. He protects himself, and he's got himself a real dog in DeAndre Hopkins that he can get the ball to in any situation, and he is. And so I love the way Arizona's playing football right now, and they're going to be tough for anybody. Kyler Murray, before the season's over, will be in the MVP conversation.
All right, good stuff. So we are done with those, Baldy. We have, by my calculations, we're 4 different. So I've gone Miami, you've gone Jacksonville, I've gone Buffalo, you've gone the Rams, I've gone the Chargers, you've gone the Panthers, and I've gone Seattle, and you've gone Dallas. So we should have a result between us. Good luck.
Well, we should put something on it. Maybe a bowl of jelly beans.
Oh, yes.
Something worth some value, Neil.
We do munch the jelly beans when you're over on Sky Sports. So let's do that. A big old tin of jelly beans is on this.
Yeah. It seems like we can't get in trouble if we're just betting jelly beans here.
All right, good stuff, Baldy. So I just want to wrap up. You referenced the MVP a couple of times. It's so early, I know. We're only 2 weeks into this season. But you mentioned Russell Wilson. You mentioned Kyler Murray. I mean, who are the kind of handful that you're going to be watching over the next month to 6 weeks to see if they really cement that case for, being the top dog in the NFL? Who are the guys in the mix for you?
Well, I mean, look, I mean, it's a quarterback, driven award, sure. Right? So, you go Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson the last 2 years. But, I mean, there's Russell Wilson. You can't discount what Josh Allen has done so far. He's thrown 6 touchdowns, no interceptions, Neil. Ryan Tannehill has been outstanding. Aaron Rodgers has been outstanding. Those guys right now, Their teams are all playing well. And those guys specifically, Wilson, Jackson, Allen, Tannehill, and you can't leave out, the quarterback in Kansas City in Mahomes. And so there's five guys right now that are sort of at the top of the leaderboard. And if Aaron Jones has a few more days like he just had, and he leads the league in total yards from scrimmage, and Green Bay runs away with the division, then Aaron Jones, could be a guy that you would consider.
Do you think it's a young quarterbacks league now? When you mention a lot of those names, they all play a certain way, don't they?
They do. It is. I mean, it's always been a young players league. But those guys, along with Kyler Murray, I mean, they're just difficult to defend, and now they all can throw the ball. Mm-hmm. And they can throw it really well. They're not these guys that are, pull the ball down and run it like Mike Vick did. I mean, they're really good quarterbacks, and they understand what they're doing. They've been well coached. They play a lot of college football, and so it is. I think it's a young quarterbacks league, and it makes the league really healthy, because just like on Monday night to see Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson go at it. I mean, that's just exciting football. For any fan to sit down and watch.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Baldy, this has been fun. Thank you for joining me. It was awesome.
My pleasure, Neil. Anytime, buddy.
All right. Before we go, make sure you head over to our social channels. We're the @NRPodcast on Twitter and Instagram. You can track our picks and our scores throughout the season. Also, send us your picks using the hashtag game picks, and we can compare how you get on against us. My thanks to Brian Baldinger, and thank you for listening, and we'll catch you next time on Game Picks. That's it for this week's episode of Game Picks. Thank you very much for listening. Episodes will be dropping every Thursday throughout the 2020 NFL season, so be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. All that's left now is to say thanks to our special guest, and may the best NFL fan win. Game Picks is presented by myself, Neil Reynolds. Gary Hayes is our producer, while Matt Alabaster is responsible for all of our artwork. Taylor Hayes mixed this episode and also composed our music. Game Picks is a Highway 61 production for the Reynolds Podcast Network. We'll see you next Thursday for more Game Picks.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.